The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
What do you know about children's ministry? Well, that's what we're going to talk about on today's episode of Grace in Focus. Hi, I'm Lucas Kitchen with the Grace Evangelical Society. Thank you so much for joining us. We have our special guest for one last time, Francis Mosier. Now, before we get into today's discussion, I'd like to remind you we have all kinds of free resources for you to help you grow and mature in the faith at faithalone.org. Hope you'll join us there. Well, let's get right to today's discussion with Dr. Bob Wilkin and Francis Mosier. Here's Grace in Focus.
Welcome to Grace in Focus. My name is Bob Wilkin, and I'm here with Francis Mosier. And Francis, I thought today we would talk about your ministry with young children, because you've had a fair amount of history of working with young children, both teaching in the public schools, but also in Sunday school and church work, Zoom, things like that, right?
Yes.
And you've also had some involvement with Child Evangelism Fellowship?
I have.
Well, with CEF, that's after school ministry in local schools?
That's what it mostly is now, yes. When I first started working with CEF, my son was just not quite 1 year old. And I had a friend at church who wanted to start a Good News Club. That was the main ministry of CEF then. It was in people's homes. She wanted to start one in our home, in our neighborhood. And so we agreed to that. And shortly after the club started, she had to back out. I can't remember why, but we already had kids coming. So I started going to the CEF training classes and became, you know, involved with CEF. And eventually I actually helped to do some teaching in some of those training classes a year or two later. And so we had a Good News Club in our home for quite a few years. And we stayed involved with CEF, you know, we stayed connected with
right.
CEF. And then after I retired, I started working with Good News Clubs again. But now, many, many years later, the main ministry is, as you said, in after-school clubs on the school campuses.
But now CEF as a ministry is like many parachurch ministries, kind of a mixed bag, right? It's no longer just people who are going to be crystal clear.
You're right. Many of the people with CEF are very committed, and it's not a monolithic organization. You know, you have different people, different places. And so it kind of depends on who you're with as to how clear they're going to be on the free grace gospel. At the beginning, CEF was very clear on that. That was one of their hallmarks. But as with many things over the years, you know, gradually people with different ways of looking at things will sort of, you know, work into the organization.
Well, now, was CEF founded by Overholtzer? Is that the
name? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Overholtzer was very strongly in the Faith Alone camp.
Yes, he
wasn't
was.
He? Yeah.
Yes, he was.
But that's the way with many ministries, where a ministry may start one way and then over time it morphs to where now it depends on who you're dealing with as far as the local staff level.
That's correct.
Yeah. But you are doing Good News Clubs even now?
Well, yes. My teaching partner for the last several years, Carolyn Matthews, she and her husband, Alex, were the leaders of the Good News Club that I started working with at Edna Rowe Elementary School in Dallas in 2016. And Alex passed away from COVID back last summer.
Oh.
But Carolyn is going on. And so right now, since COVID, the club that was meeting at Edna Rowe has been discontinued. But we have heard word that the principal wants us back this year. So we're hoping to be able to have a team so that we can go there again.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Now, you also do, for over the years, you've done Sunday school for children.
Yes.
In Victor Street Bible Chapel and at Christ Congregation as well.
Yes, when there were children.
What grades have you taught in terms of Sunday school?
Well, yeah, basically elementary school up through high school. I haven't had the right kind of training to teach to very young children. That was something that Sue Tyler became a specialist in. She developed a program for teaching very, very young children.
How young is,
well,
like,
you know,
like two or three?
Two or three years old, you know, how you start teaching children that age to bring them into an understanding of faith and of the gospel when they're old enough to understand that.
Right.
She had, you know, how you appeal to their senses, and she's just wonderful on that. But I have not had that training, so I don't consider myself a very good teacher of very young children. But say starting with second grade on up through high school, I have taught all those ages.
You also do Zoom, right? Since COVID and everything, you've been doing Zoom classes?
Yes, we learned to do Zoom. And fortunately, right before that, a couple of years before that, I had become good at using PowerPoint, at developing PowerPoint lessons. And that just adapted very well to having classes on Zoom, because you can just do the screen share and then do your PowerPoint lesson on the Zoom.
Right.
So that worked out real well.
Now, you've been doing that when we were at the Bible Chapel in Dallas, and you've continued since then. Like, you still do this every week, right?
Well, I do. On Sunday afternoons at 2 o'clock Central Standard Time, I do a Sunday school class. Basically, right now, for one or two little boys in California.
So if you have any children, say, between the ages of 5 and 12 or 13, and they'd like to be in Francis's class, just email us at gesclass@yahoo.com. That's gesclass@yahoo.com. And if you email us at that address, we will give you the information on how to log into this Zoom class, and we'll give you the password. So remember, gesclass@yahoo.com. In this class, you're teaching them lots of things, right? Obviously, you tell them about Christ and about the free gift of eternal life, and they've gotten that, right?
Yes.
Now, these are two, I guess this is Mike and Letitia Lee's nephew, and then a friend of his.
And a friend of his, yes.
And they come regularly.
They come regularly. We have had other people join us from time to time, and we would love to see other little faces. I teach a Bible lesson every week. It's a Bible story. But because of my CEF training, I was trained to work the gospel into basically any Bible story that you teach. There's a way that you can, they call it weaving the gospel through the lesson. And so I do that. But it also includes growth for the Christian child. You always have something in there that would be a growth idea for children who have already believed in Jesus as their Savior. And now they need to keep growing. And that is CEF training. They're very strong on that.
Now, for materials, do you use materials from CEF or from like David C. Cook or one of the major publishers? Or how do you use, where do you get the material?
Well, I have used CEF materials. I have the CEF Children's Ministry Study Bible, and it has some lesson plans for a number of Bible stories. I have often used those, but I rarely use them as is. I almost always start out with them and then adapt them as I go. For visuals, there's an organization called FreeBibleImages.org. They're actually come out of the UK. For almost any Bible story that you can think of, they have a set of visuals that are free online. You just go to FreeBibleImages.org, and they have you can choose it by theme or by character or by book of the Bible. And many times there are several options. There are several different sets of images for a particular Bible story. So you can pull the images up. They also have a script that goes with it. But the script is basically just the Bible, what the Bible verses say. They don't try to interpret it theologically. They don't try to put anything in except just that. So I take the images, I pull the script up and attach the script under each image, but then I go through it, and using that basic script, I write a Bible lesson, putting in the gospel, focusing on free grace. And then because I'm using PowerPoint, I can intersperse other images. For example, the other day I was doing one, and I said, you know, you may be afraid of things that are going on in the world right now. You may be afraid of those, and you can trust God. So I pulled up images of several different things that children might be worried about, made a collage of those, and had a visual of that. And one of the things that CEF trains you to do is they call it link out and link in, so that there's a smooth transition from the Bible story that you're talking about to the point that you want to make, and then back to the Bible story, so that there's a nice smooth flow to it. They train you to do that. So.
They should have taught us this stuff at Dallas Seminary. This is good stuff. And by the way, I've never heard of freebibleimages.org. I'm going to start using it.
And you can also, by the way, you can pull these lesson scripts up in a number of different languages. Wow. I've made donations to this organization from time to time, and it's really interesting when you do to see all the different kinds of currency that you could use for donations.
So now people can come then to the Sunday afternoon
Zoom Sunday school class.
Yes. Okay, so if you need that class for young people, just email us at gesclass@yahoo.com. But now when you look at the materials, like, for example, Child Evangelism Fellowship, like you say, you're having to kind of evaluate what to use and what not to use.
Yes, you have to use some discernment with the script and be sure that if there's something in there that is not clear on the gospel, that you change that so that you present the gospel clearly. And if there's, you know, if there's been a lot of time spent on a point that is really not free grace, then you have to deal with that.
Yeah, you know, I remember at our previous Bible chapel, we had materials, and you had to do the same thing there, didn't you? We bought those materials.
Actually, almost any packaged materials that you buy, anything that you buy from a Bible publisher, this is almost always a problem. I think that there's somebody in the GES camp who is producing some Sunday school materials, but for some reason, we've never seen those or used them, so I'm not.
Well, you raise a good point. We do plan to release some Sunday school materials. In fact, you've been helping us on one of them, and those are geared for the adult level, but eventually we want to bring those down to every level, including children. But I do think we have one of the people involved with our ministry who is working on some things for children, and I hope that'll come around soon. Because the need is great.
It is.
It really is. And by the way, what you talk about, it reminds me, a lot of Southern Baptist pastors, lay people, when they teach the quarterly, you know, there's a Southern Baptist quarterly,
yes. Uh-huh.
They have to do the same thing.
Yeah.
In fact, sometimes they scrap it all together. They just go, you know, I really want to do something different.
Yeah.
But if they do use it, they have to use it with, and I think that goes with anything. Even if we release materials, you're not going to agree with 100% of what we release. So everybody has to be discerning, but the ideal is to have stuff that you don't have to filter out much.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Francis. It's been a pleasure having you on the show.
Well, thank you, Bob.
All of you, I hope you've enjoyed this. If you have any young people that you want to be in the Sunday school class with Francis, just let us know at gesclass@yahoo.com. And if you have any questions, send it to radio@faithalone.org, and we'll be happy to answer your questions. Keep grace in focus.
For children age 5 to 12 years old who want to attend Frances Mosher's Sunday 2 p.m. Central Zoom Sunday School, you can email her at gesclass@yahoo.com. Would you like to deepen your understanding of Scripture and the Christian life? Well, a great place to start is our website. It's faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. We've got all kinds of free materials on the site available for you. One of those, which is extremely popular, is our magazine, Grace in Focus. It comes out 6 times a year. It's full color, easy to read, and people are really growing who read it. So come and get a subscription at faithalone.org. We would like to thank all of our financial partners who help us keep this show going. All gifts are tax deductible and very much appreciated. If you'd like to find out how you can be a financial partner, visit us at faithalone.org. We are so happy when we hear from listeners just like you. Maybe you've got a question, comment, or feedback. If so, please send us a message. Here's our email address. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. On tomorrow's episode of Grace in Focus, I'm going to sit down with Dr. Bob, and we're going to answer some questions from listeners. So join us for that. I'm Lucas Kitchen with Grace Evangelical Society. And until next time, let's keep Grace in Focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.